House Committee launches probe into California's high-speed rail. California's beleaguered high-speed rail project is under investigation by the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. The probe, launched August 19, will focus on whether project officials knowingly misrepresented the ridership projections and financial viability of the long-delayed and expensive rail line to secure federal and state funds. Committee Chairman Representative James Comer has requested a staff-level briefing, documents, and communications related to the project. The authority's apparent repeated use of misleading ridership projections, despite long-standing warnings from experts, raises serious questions about whether funds were allocated under false pretenses, Comer said in a statement. The massive cost overruns and lack of progress warrant a reassessment of whether acted with transparency and complied with the law. The High Speed Rail Authority was first established in 1996 to plan a railway connecting San Francisco and Los Angeles. Costs for the project were originally expected to reach $33 billion, and Californians were told it would be completed by 2020. Voters authorized the rail line in 2008, but to date, the state has not laid any track, and the railway is now expected to cost up to $128 billion. Officials at the authority dismissed the investigation. This is yet another baseless attempt to manufacture controversy around America's largest and most complex infrastructure project, an authority spokesperson told the Epoch Times in an email. The authority has already addressed these recycled criticisms in its response to the FRA's compliance review supported by facts, noting the ridership critiques are nonsensical, cherry-picked and out of date, and therefore misleading. President Donald Trump announced in February that his administration would investigate the project. During Trump's predecessor, President Joe Biden's final days in office, the project received $3.1 billion for the initial segment connecting Merced, Fresno, and Bakersfield, the largest grant the program had received. The funding came from Biden's Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the rail construction has created 12,000 union jobs. The cost to build the initial 171-mile stretch through Central California has increased by about $8 billion. The Federal Railroad Administration, however, clawed back $4 billion in unspent federal funding in July after the California High-Speed Rail Authority's responses to a compliance review were not adequate in addressing the administration's concerns, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Governor Newsom and the complicit Democrats have enabled this waste for years, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said in a statement. Federal dollars are not a blank check. They come with a promise to deliver results. The Merced to Bakersfield segment had a funding gap of at least $6.5 billion, of which $4 billion was promised by the Biden administration, according to the California High-Speed Rail Authority's Inspector General. Duffy said it was time for this boondoggle to die.